celebrating 50 years of ministry, this is Breakthrough with Rod Parsley.
And on that day, there was a sound as of a rushing mighty wind. You can have more power. You can have more purpose if and only if.
What if the fire of Pentecost wasn't just history, but a living promise ready to be unleashed in your life? In his sequel to Revival If, best-selling author Rod Parsley explores the incredible power and presence of the Holy Spirit. From the upper room in Acts to the historic outpouring at Azusa Street, you'll be equipped to experience Pentecostal power in unlimited measure, igniting a revival in your life and the world around you right now. It's more than a story. It's time to embrace your role in the next great move of God. It's time to let the fire fall. Pentecost If, the new book by Rod Parsley, available now. For more information, visit PentecostIf.com.
Experience revival at Valor Christian College during VIP weekend, October 18th through the 20th. Come to Columbus, Ohio and immerse yourself in the campus culture at the School of the Spirit, all culminating with a special anointing service and ministry by Dr. Rod Parsley. You'll also experience powerful worship by international recording artist Isabel Davis as we welcome her to World Harvest Church. Visit theevent.vip to register for free. Spots are filling up fast. October 18th through the 20th at Valor Christian College.
He says, I'm doing this for you. He took your place. The choice between his son, so much a part of him that they cannot be separated. All one. There, he died. How much is God for you? He spared not his own son. Here was you. Well, no, we better put Jesus here on the right hand. Here's Jesus. Over here is you. Here stands God at a strategic inflection point in eternity. What shall I do? Here stands Jesus, righteous, holy, spotless, clean, God, not humanity deified, not deity humanized, all God, all man, the express image of the Father. Alike in every essential detail and quality, one with God, Jesus, the only begotten Son of God. Over here is you. I know what modern universities want to tell you, that you all that and a giant bag of chips. You're just so special. You were born with incalculable capability to go to hell. Yeah. You see, this is a dividing point in modern Christianity. Yes. Modern Christianity wants to tell you that all you need to do is come to church, listen to 3 points in a poem and some funeral dirge music, and try to be a better person. The issue is that try as you may and try as you might, you can't be a better person. I know you won't like it, so just put it on a shelf and don't blame me. I'm just a piano player. These words are in red in your Bible. You are dead. I could add, without the good sense, to go lay down. As Ashton so prophetically and perfectly put it, you are walking dead men. Sentence has been passed. You are guilty as charged. You are at enmity. That's God's word. It means you have declared war on God and his kingdom. Well, did I consciously do that? Did someone have to teach you to lie? Now let me show you how much he loved you. He could choose. His only begotten son to die on an angry, mean, cruel, biting beam, to suffer, sigh, cry, and die, bleeding by which the very veins of God himself were emptied, pouring out his lifeblood. The life is in the blood. And as his blood trickled off bloody toes into pools on the earth, God chose to place upon him the iniquity of us all. And let you go free. You'll never know the stinging ache, nor the whirling sound of the cat of nine tails with its pieces of jagged metal and bone filed down to that of an eagle's claw. I know where he brought me from. I know where I could have been. But oh, the blood of Jesus. Oh, the blood of Jesus that washes white as snow. There is a fountain filled with blood. It's drawn from Emmanuel's veins. And sinners like me plunge. Not sprinkle, not a little dab will do you. Man, I was dirty all over. I was dirty outside and inside. I was without God. You say, well, you couldn't have done all that. You said you received Christ when you were 8. I was as vile as the greatest murderer. I was as empty as the loneliest man. I was without hope. And I knew it. Do you? Jesus paid it all. All to him I owe. Sin had left its crimson stain. He washed it white as snow. At the cross, where I first saw the light and the burden. Has the weight of your sin ever gone so far above your head you could not lift up yourself by the weight thereof? If not, please, unto God, do not call yourself a Christian. Everyone standing, no one moving. Reverence to the Holy Spirit. There was a gentleman. His name was Cyrus. From the name, you can probably recognize he's from a generation behind mine. Cyrus was an attorney, an extremely good attorney. He was seated behind his mahogany desk. And when his patron sat in front of him, the first thing that Cyrus did was open a drawer and pull out a flask of whiskey. Several gulps later, the lid placed back upon the top. Cyrus, through his blurry eyes, looked at the gentleman and said, "What can I do for you?" And he said, "Well, Cyrus, word is that you're given to drink, which I've just witnessed." "Yes, sir, I am. Would you like a drink?" "No, sir. The word is that you're a womanizer and that you're unfaithful to your wife and your children." "Yes, sir, I am. Now, what can I do for you?" "I've heard that your wife and family have walked away. I fail to see what that has to do with my ability to take your case." "Well, I'm not here for you to take my case, Cyrus. I'm here to but ask you one question. Why? Your life is broken." And the tear welled up in Cyrus' eye. His nose began to run. His palms began to sweat. He became unusually uncomfortable. "Yes, it is," he said. "And with my money and my power, I'm helpless to do anything about it. Well, that's why I came. Cyrus, why have you never accepted Christ?" Cyrus hung his head, and when it did, a tear dripped onto that mahogany desk. And he looked up again through those blurry eyes, and he said this: "I suppose I'm not a Christian because no one ever asked me." That man's last name was Schofield. He wrote arguably the greatest work of theology of the Bible ever written. Just because somebody finally asked. Tomorrow's not promised to you. And I know that sounds harsh, but I really don't understand why it doesn't sound loving. Because here's the reality: you're still here. You still have an opportunity. Jesus is still reaching his hands out to you. He's
giving you a choice to make. Heaven or hell, life or death, God or the devil. It's time to choose. Nobody can make that choice for you, but thanks be to God, you can make it today. Hell was not made for you. No person has business going there. It's made for the devil and his angels. God made heaven for you. All you have to do is say yes today and accept Jesus Christ as your personal Lord and Savior. I believe you want to. I believe you want me to stop talking so you can raise your hand, because you're about to make the greatest decision of life and eternity. And we're so happy you're about to do it. Everybody in this room that only wishes you accepted him one day sooner, shout as loud as you can. So this is your opportunity. This is your time. I want you to walk down here right now as quickly as your feet will carry you. Every person that raised your hand, come on, come on, hurry, hurry. Heavenly Father, I come to you today. And so happy I can. I come to give my life to you. And to ask for your forgiveness. I was born in sin. Separated from you. But you sent Jesus to be my Savior. To forgive my sins. And to take my shame. And today, bravely and boldly, I accept him. I believe in you, Lord Jesus. And I confess you with my mouth. And I say, Jesus Christ is my Lord and my Savior. And I'm forgiven. And he went to the cross for me. And I'm going to live for him from this day forward. Get behind me, Satan. I'm a child of God. It makes me so happy. I can almost shout and clap. Why not?
You may have never heard me share that I surrendered my heart, my life to the Lordship of Jesus Christ as an 8-year-old boy. Let me testify today that his great love, his magnificent mercy are manifested in greater power each and every day of that 50 years. I've spent the last 50 years pointing the unregenerated masses by the millions to the saving grace available only in the Lord Jesus Christ. I've reminded them that the blood of God's only begotten Son flowed freely from his beaten body as he walked the cobblestone streets of Jerusalem. Every agonizing step to Calvary's brow was the fulfillment of his divine mission to provide all of us with an open door to his presence and to eternity in heaven. The God of the eternal ages wants you to rule, wants you to reign with him forever and forever. That revelation, dear friend, is central to this feast season of Tabernacles. It was the first commemoration to memorialize the 40-year journey of God's people, the nation of Israel, to the promised land from 40 years of slavery, bondage in Egypt. Today, we remember. Today, we celebrate how once we were lost, but now we are found. Praise God. He is our Savior, our Redeemer, and we have crossed over into the land of our promise. One of my favorite prophets is Micah. And he challenges us in chapter 6, verse 8 of the book that bears his name. What does the Lord require of you? Well, it goes on to say, God desires to bless us, but obedience is the key that opens that door. What does the Lord require of us? To do justice, to love kindness, to walk humbly with our God. That means you prefer someone else. You prefer others' needs before your own. This feast is for us to bless the stranger, S, the orphan, O, and the widow, W, S-O-W, stranger, orphan, widow. If you provide for them, the word of God himself says this, the Lord your God will bless you in all the works of your hands. Our commanded feast offering for this feast season, Tabernacles, today, will be literally a life-saving gift to those for whom nothing has been provided in South Sudan. It happens to be the poorest nation on the planet, and Bridge of Hope, Breakthrough, has been there for over 3 decades. Drought and famine are everywhere. This summer's devastating floods have verifiably robbed these precious, suffering people of the most basic necessities of life. My precious friend, my partner, we must not. We never have, and now we cannot forget them. Let's all of us respond today with our very best Tabernacles offering. Every gift, large or small, is so very vital, regardless of the amount. And every gift is deeply, deeply appreciated by those suffering so much half a world away. Today, your $50 Tabernacles offering, celebrating what the blood of Jesus has done for you, will help feed a mother, a widow, and her children. Your Tabernacles offering of $100 or $500 or even $1,000 will bless so many, many more suffering so very, very much. It'll continue to help Bridge of Hope and our compassionate missions work around the world to remain strong and ready to respond. So please, I'm inviting you, give a gift. Do it right now. You only have a few days left before this final feast season of the year will come to an end. So please, call the number on your screen or simply click on rodparsley.com. The need is most urgent, and on behalf of those whose pain you will be healing, thank you.
During Sukkot, your generous commanded feast offering will bless the stranger, the orphan, and the widow. It also opens the door to 5 supernatural blessings. Respond to God's command before this feast ends on October 23rd. Each gift is so appreciated and will be used to provide help and hope to those desperately seeking to rebuild their lives from devastating Hurricane Helene in the American South and to those suffering from severe famine in South Sudan, the poorest nation on earth. A double portion seed of $100 or more will provide emergency relief to 2 families. We'll bless you with the 50th anniversary edition of A Walk Through the Tabernacle and Dr. Parsley's exciting new book, Pentecost If. It's the insightful follow-up to the bestseller, Revival If. Be one of the first to receive a copy. Discover both the ancient secrets and timeless truths of Pentecost that will release power into your life. for an uncommon Feast of Tabernacles offering of $1,000 or more, we'll add this craftsman's quality shofar direct from the Holy Land. Overlaid in silver and gold tone, it will remind you of our Lord's soon return at the sound of the trumpet. Call now. This feast season ends very soon on October 23rd. You can also sow your very best tabernacle seed at rodparsley.com. Your commanded feast offering will help us continue our mission of reaching the world with the gospel of Christ in the power of the Holy Spirit.
You know, one of the major keys to seeing to it that your faith continues to grow is for you to remain a faithful student of God's Word. This book, the Bible, alone is our absolute guide to the Lord's will for our lives. And it's absolutely paramount that all of us become serious, even relentless, in our pursuit of its eternal truths. Now, you and I are divinely blessed to live in a time, in a season, when it's never in the history of ever been easier to receive your fully accredited bachelor's and associate degrees from Valor Christian College, the School of Revival. Now, Valor's next online session begins soon, and the investment of just a few hours a week can transform your entire life in every area imaginable. At Valor Christian College Online, you can set your own pace. You can work according to your own schedule to achieve your bachelor's or associate's degree. Before you know it, I'll be shaking your hand at a Valor Christian College commencement service of graduation. For you to enroll online in our classes right now, or for more information about a cohort, a Valor Christian College location across America, just visit valorcollege.edu. That's valorcollege.edu. Do it today, or you can begin preparing for the spring semester right here on our beautiful nearly 200-acre campus. Thank you for celebrating this wonderful tabernacle season with me. And don't forget, if it's been a little while since we've heard from you, send Joni and me your prayer requests. We love to pray for you. And also, there's tremendous ministry available for you every day, all day, at rodparsley.com. and on all of my social media platforms. I'm anxiously awaiting seeing you next time right here on your international broadcast of Breakthrough.